section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause
now it burns when I pee.
It was one summer night with my love and I, taking an evening stroll. The stars were bright and the firefly light lit a path to the barnyard door. We sat there for hours, hand in hand, talking about what a girl dreams of. Soft on mine. He wanted more as we fell to the floor, and I gave him this heart of mine. The night air was thick, so warm and so still, and then the sound of a whippoorwill came. It was then that I heard those horrible words. Best friend's name. What happened next? Well, it happened so fast. As I reached for the closest thing near, my heart, how it raced as I saw in his face nothing but confusion and fear. 'Twas a hammer of rust. Lust, and he fell to the floor with such ease. So I tied him to the stable to finish him later as I listened to his desperate plea. Well, I hit him again so hard on his head, I knew he'd be out for a while. I found her alone, and she greeted me with a smile. Well, I pulled her down straight to the ground. It was there that she told me everything. Oh, my anger 'cause I knew what to do. Into the barnyard she followed me. It must have been her cries that opened his eyes as he realized it was in a dream. It was that one final blow with her breath so slow. She didn't have time to scream. Then I stared in his eyes as I thought of his lies. Thought how I was his only one. I said I'm nobody's fool, and I thought that you knew. And I went for my father's gun. Now it was dawn. When I finished him off, as I heard the rooster's first crow, and I should know that the sound of that blow would awaken the neighbors next door. Well, I tried to run beneath that bright morning sun, but they caught me about a mile away, and they took me downtown with the bars all around, and I waited for my judgment day. Well, there on the stand, a Bible beneath my hand, I told them the same sad story. I thought they must know how he hurt me so. He deceived his one and only. Well, I guess they could see, 'cause they never agreed that prison was right for me. I'm now here instead, tied to a bed with other girls just like me. Now years have gone by, but I never cry or mourn for those days of old. 'Cause I knew it was right what I did on that night, but I'll stay here as long as I'm told. But the drugs I take, they seem to make everything to remember so hard. I'll never forget, I'd never regret, me and my love in the
day they barricaded. Folks in town began to cry. Propped up in a pauper's casket, winked at mourners passing by. She was found in Corpus Christi when the waters had subsided, heaven to the gulf with the passage of the moon. The sheriff told the papers that his hounds had been guided by the smell of bougainvillea in the blue.
Then I told the bitch, listen here, if you don't give me that fucking boat, I'm going to take a quarter from your pussy and hit you in the face. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 84 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, something like that.
Man, you messed that one up.
Dude, I'm so, right now, I am more worried about my asshole spitting out green fluids than anything. Oh. I'm going to die. It's going to happen.
You know what? If I have to take over this show, I am just going to play the Humpty Dance over and over again for an hour and a half.
Nice. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, every...
do it.
Do it. Go ahead and do it. See what happens. Do it. Well, folks, this is episode 84. Our fucking Jesus. This is our Valentine's Day special. We have had, this is our fourth Valentine's Day special in 6 years. That doesn't make sense, does it?
I think you've quit a couple times.
I've quit a couple times, yes. Episode 12 was our first Valentine's Day massacre episode. And then episode 24 was Cupid Killer. And episode number 38 was Unhappy VD. That's what everybody has. So welcome everybody over to the chat room at silentstormradio.com, and thanks for those who are downloading the show as a podcast. Let me introduce my co-host for this evening first. They call her the one. They call her the only. I call her beautiful. Cold Beer Coley.
Well, hello, Mr. Blake.
How are you, my dear?
I'm getting sick.
Uh-oh.
But other than that, I'm okay.
Well, this show will make it all better, I'm sure.
I hope so, because I'm an ice pop. I hope to be all warm and fuzzy by the end.
It will cure diarrhea and the common cold.
Right. We guarantee it or your money back. And the other cock and balls in this episode. Bacon on my plate, not gonna last too much longer. I'm gonna eat you while you sorted little pig strip bacon. We gotta have some bacon. The master of the bacon, the one, the only, Amish BJ. Hello, my friend.
Yo, 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 what it is?
It's something. I don't really know what it is right now, but it's something.
So is it a stomach bug, Blake? Or
I think Molly again tried to poison me.
That Visine in your coffee every morning seems to be working.
I think she's doing something a lot stronger. She has, now when I say something to her about it, she doesn't deny it. She just goes, mwah.
Nice.
All right, folks. Pardon.
Oh, Jesus. The Tennessee AIDS is back.
Yeah, the Tennessee Walking AIDS has made its return. But anyway, the songs that you heard coming into the show were The Barnyard by Rachel Brooke, and the second song was The Maiden's Eye by the Pine Box Boys.
You cannot have a Valentine's Day episode where people are getting killed unless you have a Pine Box Boys song.
Agreed.
Oh, I forgot to introduce, because I forgot he was here, The Mute. Jacob, by God, is with me again this week. He, again, does not have a microphone, so I'm sure he will just look at me and mouth what he wants to say, and I will interpret it.
One day you'll
welcome,
upgrade.
Jacob, by God.
You'll upgrade to the mic one day.
Yeah, one day, Jacob. One day.
And BJ says, not today, brother.
Yeah. You just sit back there.
Well,
where I can't see you.
Well, oh, there you go.
Oh, God. There he is. Hello.
Why do all my friends have beards except me?
We just want to make you jealous, babe.
I was going to say, because they know how to grow them.
Oh.
Ooh, she is feisty, and I like it.
Bazinga.
All right, well, we're going to start the show off tonight a little different than we normally do. At first, I was going to put this in the fan feedback section, and then I thought to myself, Coley will never get through this because it is a novel. But I find it very interesting, and I'm hoping... No, believe me. 45 minutes into it, you're going to be like, let's just drop it. It's not funny. But if anybody that knows this show and knows me knows why this person should not be contacting me. Okay? We won't give her last name, but her first name is Holly. And it says, Dear Sir. That would be me.
Oh, shit.
That would be me. No, it's not a lawyer. It didn't say come from the law offices of Holly. It just says Holly. Okay, here we go. Let me take a breath here.
So Beach.
Okay, here
we go. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Those mics work really good. He's all the way in the bathroom.
Are you reading this thing yet?
Jesus, criminally. All right, ladies, settle down. You got somewhere to be?
Settle.
Sit down now. Okay. It says, Dear Sir, I hope you don't mind me contacting you. Well, no, I don't. I have a few projects to accomplish that I'm hoping that you can help me with. And I'm like, the first two sentences, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll help you with some projects. My main one being I need a hard copy of a Reinstate Hank poster for a custom-made cross-stitch design I am planning to create for Mr. S. Hank Williams and his family.
Cross-stitch is kind of difficult sometimes.
BJ, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She must not have listened to too many episodes.
No, I don't think so, because I would never help Mr. S. Anyway, I am very much looking forward to finishing my project of cross-stitch and sending it to, or ideally, giving it to Shelton, whom I believe is based in Brentwood, Tennessee. Is that anywhere near you? No. I'm in Illinois. I'm guessing...
But,
what?
Geographically speaking, we are closer than Europe is.
Right. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the same continent. If that's what you mean by near me. Okay. I'm guessing you're a fan of country music from where I got your email address from and are familiar with the generations of Hanks. I've heard of them, Holly. I'd like to make an extra special gift and would appreciate any suggestions to make. Okay, here's a suggestion. Write him a song that doesn't suck.
Oh, snap!
I plan to visit the United States this year and have secured some work on a horse ranch belonging to Randy Williams, no less. I don't know who Randy Williams is.
I think he's a NASCAR driver. What?
Oh, maybe. I don't think he's going to be. She's going to be working at Randall's. Randall's farm. Thanks, Jacob. I wonder if you have a moment to offer me any advice on my trip. I'd like to travel around in order to get a good grasp of the whole country, and I am toying with the idea of flying over, buying a van, and driving my way around, something I have done a lot in the UK. Work is, of course, something I need to ensure along my way and would like to arrange as much as possible before I travel over. I wonder if maybe you, yourself, might have a position I could fill. Jacob's job is open.
We actually, we hire people all the time. They just leave for sexual harassment reasons.
Right.
And out and out, I mean, we'll grab your fanny.
Right. Some people leave the show because they get they find a better Blake. Some people leave the show because they go to jail, and some people go leave the show because they fuck your girlfriend, and then leave the show. So
wow.
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. Jacob, you're not allowed to go upstairs where Mahali is. And BJ and Coley, you guys can fuck each other as much as you want. It's fine.
Thank you for your permission.
So, in other words, he can't get rid of us.
Right.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant you guys could fuck anything you want.
No, you totally meant it that way.
So, anyway. Oh, I have many skills. I have skills in many areas, and I am always happy to add more strings into my bow. Does that mean she takes? Aww. Does that mean she like? She'll take a dick for a dollar? Is that what that means? Am I just reading into it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. My main passion falls with horses. My second, music. I am fully trained as a waitress, barmaid, HGV driver. Driving. What's that? HGV driving. I don't know. She's a horse whisperer, a bookmaker, a taxi collector, taxi controller, salesperson, personal assistant, hospitality, care, and many others. I have a CV available upon request and references too.
Damn.
Okay, we're almost done. I hope that you don't mind my lengthy email. I don't because I don't have any show content, especially considering we don't know each other. I am at the moment limited with my U.S. contacts, and I hope that I can find some good people who can help me and show me around. I'm not too naive. I do have street sense, but there's always going to be something you've never encountered before. I throw myself into the mercy of the kindness of the United States public. Why would you do that?
You know, she does seem like a nice girl, but... she just sent the email to the wrong guy. I mean, if she would have sent it to Jacob the Mute over there, he would have said nothing back to her.
And then she would have showed up at his house.
Yeah.
And his mom.
I mean, she does seem, it's a big family. She just probably sent the email to the wrong person.
Right. Here's hoping I don't learn too many lessons, too many hard ways. Oh, okay. Whoa.
Well,
hey.
I've seen a porn like that once.
Yeah. You're going to learn this the hard way, you UK horse whisperer. But at least they're always good food and good food for lyrics and songwriting material. Thank you very much for your time. If you do not have the time to reply to me, please feel free to pass my email along to someone trustworthy who may be able to help. Shelton would be the best in this circumstances. All the best for 2013.
Shelton doesn't know us or like us.
And he doesn't want to meet you face to face. We just know that from experience.
Yeah. He's done with that kind of thing.
Sometimes you get to be too cool for your own good.
He does like taking his dog down to the holler.
And seeing it, and the dog likes to see us bitch for LA.
Yep. And funny thing is, I have a coon dog now that I'm going to take down to the holler and maybe see his bitch for LA.
Nice.
But I'm not going to make a lame song about it.
Are you sure? Come on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And it wouldn't be lame. It would just be better. If it was you singing, it would be better.
Yeah. You going to take my dog to Tennessee Holler and listen to what he's saying? Winston's licking his penis right now, staring at me like, what the hell?
He's like, I'm all about this.
Yeah, man.
Well,
bring it on.
It's that time of year. It's time for Valentine's.
Aww.
And for the, I guess this is the second year that I am not completely bitter.
Yeah.
So let's see. Want to play a game?
Why the hell not?
Game?
Shall we play a game? Well, I'm currently dialing in with technology some players to this little convoy. What we're gonna do tonight is we're gonna play How Well Do You Know Your Partner, IBWIP style.
I'm scared.
Hello, who do we have with us this evening?
Hello, how you doing? This is the hobo.
And I'm Tawny K from Trailer Park Romance Radio.
Hello.
Woo! Tawny and Hobo.
There's only two couples in this world that I would take marital advice from, and that is the Amish BJ and Cold Beer Coley, and that usually involves no spatulas and no Daryl Hall and John Oates, and Derek and Tawny, and they just have a good time. They don't have any fights ever. Nobody breaks a window.
Never.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, windows never get broken in our trailer.
Okay. We have butt sex instead.
Nice.
Well, what?
Technically, Blake, we're not fighting. We're just...
We're wrestling!
We're playing rough.
We're getting frisky. But hold on, there. One of these couples has had a missing persons report filed on the other one.
That tends to happen sometimes in good marriages.
You're right.
All right, so we're gonna play the theme song. Then I will go ahead and go into the rules, and we'll start this show wagon. Welcome everyone to IBWIP's How Well Do You Know Your Lover? I'm going to let this go a little longer because I like the groove. Alrighty, folks, as we've told you, we have with us the hobo and Tawny K from Trailer Park Romance here on SilentStormRadio.com. Let's give it up one more time.
Hey, everyone.
And in the other corner, we have Cold Beer Coley and Amish BJ. Are you ready to play?
Hey, yeah.
All right. What?
Yeah, yeah.
What I have done was I have secretly, without anyone's knowledge, sent each couple questions about their partner. All righty. And you get 1 point.
Yep.
Get 1 point for a right answer. No points for a wrong answer. BJ, we're going to let you go first, buddy.
Yippee.
Okay.
And I'm always wrong.
These are questions about Cold Beer Coley. All right?
All right.
First question. What is Coley's real limit? 5 beers, 20 cherries, or does she have an iron belly?
I would have to go with iron belly.
That is a correct answer.
Woohoo!
All right, you get 1 point. Tawny K, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All righty, we're going to ask you a question about your lovely husband, Hobo.
Okay.
How many times a week does Derek spank his monkey?
I don't think he ever does.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, on the account of all the sex.
I'm sorry, I didn't wait for the punchline. That's a wrong answer.
I said on the account of all the sex we have, he doesn't have time.
Why do you have to brag?
Winston.
Blake, are you my dad?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm back. That's okay.
Blake, are you okay?
Thank you for your concern, but unfortunately, Jacob just sat here and was texting somebody on the telephone instead. All right,
Blake, are you crying?
No, I'm dying. Okay, Cold Beer Coley, are you ready for your first question?
Sure.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Okay. Hello? I can hear you, kind of. All right. Which best describes BJ's penis size? Little wiener, Oscar Mayer bun size, or summer sausage?
What was the middle one?
Oscar Mayer bun size.
This is pretty mean. This is not even funny. Summer sausage.
That is incorrect. BJ says his penis is the size of an Oscar Mayer bun length hot dog bun or hot dog. Okay, so far the ladies aren't doing very well. Hobo, it's your turn. Are you ready to answer a question about your lovely, lovely wife, Tawny?
I sure am.
Which best describes Tawny in the bedroom? Catwoman, a log, or Jenna Jameson?
Jenna Jameson.
She said Catwoman.
Oh, snap.
I was surprised.
Meow, baby.
I was surprised by that answer as well. I thought for sure Jenna Jameson would be the answer.
It should be. Okay. I've got stories that could go forever.
All right. BJ, are you ready to go again?
Hell yeah.
You're the only one that got an answer right in the first round. Okay, BJ, here's your question. What do you think Coley's biggest sexual fantasy is? A threesome, a barn animal, or an orgy?
I'm going to have to go with threesome. Maybe.
And she said, in parentheses, Chinese finger cuffs.
Oh, shit.
BJ, so far you are running away with this competition, my friend. I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're doing better than you usually do at Would You Rather.
Well, you're going to fix it so I lose anyway at the end.
All right, Tawny K, are you ready to go again?
Yes, I'm ready, Blake.
All right.
Wow, she's excited.
Yeah.
You guys live on a yacht?
No, it's a trailer, but it rocks like one.
It rocks like a yacht.
Is that why you have a what do they call those little steering wheels on boats?
A steering wheel.
Okay, Tawny K, here we go. Which best describes Derek's penis? Moby Dick, Little Bo Peep, or Oscar Mayer bun length? Obviously, you can see that I couldn't find anything medium size. So, Moby Dick, Little Bo Peep, or Oscar Mayer bun length? No cheating, please.
I think it's more like the Hindenburg.
Okay, well, with multiple choice questions, you have to get one of the multiple choices.
Is that how that works?
I don't have a choose your own answer book with me.
Well, what were my choices again?
Moby Dick, Little Bo Peep, or Oscar Mayer bun length hot dog?
I don't know. None of the above.
See, that's a hard question because we're going to get shit for it either way. That's just bad question for me.
Thank you, Coley. You're
welcome. That's why I got mine wrong, too.
Okay, ladies, will you please shut the fuck up? Okay, here we go. That is a wrong answer.
Love you, Tawny.
High five, girl. High five.
Tawny.
Bam.
Derek describes his penis as a little Bo Peep.
See, both of us were very modest about our queener sizes.
Alrighty, Colbert Coley, are you ready for the next question?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, would you rather? No.
Jesus. No. Let's change it up.
Okay, does BJ take the top or the bottom position more often?
I'm sorry, I did not hear that because my husband coughed.
Does BJ take the top or the bottom position more often?
I'd say the bottom.
And he added that he was lazy. So that is a correct answer for Colbert Coley. All right,
that's
Derek.
I can still drink. Right.
All right, Derek, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, this is a go back in your memory banks kind of question, okay?
Okay.
Where was the first place that Tawny and Derek kissed?
That would be in the kitchen.
That would be wrong. You first kissed at the Aquatic Center, We thought the kids were not watching, but kids always watch.
Oh, yeah. There was that one, too.
So
he thought you were talking about the first time he kissed her where it smelled funny.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That was at the Aquatic Center. That's what I thought he meant. Our first, like, mouth-to-mouth kiss was in the kitchen.
Well, the official answer that was written on the card was the Aquatic Center, so sorry. Derek, if I were you, I would yell at Tawny for you getting the wrong answer.
That's okay. I'll beat her later.
Right. Okay, and whose turn is it now? We're going to the top again. Okay, BJ, you are 2 for 2, my friend. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. BJ would describe Coley in the kitchen as A, Julia Child, B, Little Debbie, or C, a cave woman.
I would have to say Little Debbie.
This guy knows his wife. Congratulations.
With a little mix of a Julia Child, because I'm always drinking while I'm baking.
Right. Can anybody do a Julia Child imitation?
Sherry.
You put the champagne in the wall.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Tawny K from Trailer Park Romance.
Hi, Blake. I'm here.
All I can see is a ceiling fan, but that's okay. Anyway, who does Derek think is better in the a better cook, you or him?
Oh, me. It's me.
Your first correct answer.
Yay, I won.
No, you just got one right.
No, baby, don't worry. You're a winner.
I won.
Okay. All right, so that was a vagina that just answered. So the next is a penis, right? Is that how we do that? Did I go out of order?
I think you did, but it's all right.
Okay. Okay, Cold Beer Coley, you get to go. Are you?
Woohoo!
Hold on a second. I'm all the fucked up here. Okay, here we go. Which best describes BJ in the bedroom? Is he King of the Hill, Average Joe, or Breaking Amish?
Of course he's Breaking Amish.
Damn.
BJ describes himself in the bedroom as King of the Hill.
What? Okay. I don't get it.
Are you trying to say I suck in the sack?
I'm going to definitely have to play some Daryl Hall and John Oates music at the end of this.
Yes.
Okay, Derek, it's time for you to get a right answer, buddy. You're the only one that has not gotten an answer right yet. Okay?
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure.
But I think I'll give you an extra 3 bonus points if you answer this. I'll give you 3 extra bonus points if you answer this question completely right.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds scary. Like I'm never, ever going to get it right.
Oh, I think you will. What is Tawny's biggest sexual fantasy? A, a 3-way, B, barn animals, or C, orgy?
Is it an orgy?
That is the wrong answer. She put a 3-way, and I would have given you 3 extra points if you would have said with Jack White. I thought for sure you would know. Okay, folks, we're getting close to the end. We got 2 more rounds to go. So for those of you that are listening on the chat and are bored to death, too goddamn bad. Okay, BJ, who is 3 for 3 this evening. I think they rigged this, but that's all right. Okay.
No rigging.
Okay, BJ, this is your memory lane question. Where did BJ and Coley first have sex?
At my mom's house.
Could you be more
specific? Watching Full Metal Jacket.
Could you be more specific of where you were at?
In her bed while she wasn't there.
Could you tell us what kind of bed she had?
Water bed.
You had sex for the first time with Coley in your mom's waterbed.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Chivalry is not dead in Pennsylvania.
Hey, mine was a little single mattress on the floor. She wasn't there.
Always did you default to Mom's room?
Did you change the sheets?
Hell no. I left Peter tracks all over it for her.
We will definitely be snippeting this segment and sending it to your mother in an audio file. All right, cold beer. Oh, no, Tawny K.
Hi, Blake.
Are you still with us?
I am, Blake.
All righty, here we go. If Derek had to choose one or the other, would he choose sex or beer?
He better choose sex.
All right. What guy in his right mind would choose beer? Not me.
I'd choose sex and beer.
Sex and beer?
That wasn't an option.
At the same time.
That the hard way.
Well, and maybe a pizza. To go get me a beer after we're done.
All righty. Cold beer, Coley. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes. Of course.
What is BJ's biggest fear?
Do I have options?
No.
His biggest fear is snakes.
When he wakes up in the morning, he looks down and he's scared of his own penis.
Well, see, I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wanted to see if I had to be more specific.
See, I was answering that question, I'm like, is she going to go dirty?
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to think of it how she would answer him.
You weren't supposed to do that.
All right. Derek?
Okay.
Your lovely bride, Tawny, is probably sitting next to you with her hand.
She's ready to hit me over the head with, like, a frying pan or something.
All right. I will give you 50 bonus points if you get this answer exactly correct.
Okay.
50 bonus points.
That's a whole bunch.
Okay. Yes.
Whole bunches.
Even in hobo currency, this is a lot at stake. No pressure. What is Tawny most afraid of? Again, what is Tawny most afraid of?
Like in the whole world or just our trailer park?
If she was to go outside the trailer park, what is she most afraid of? And it's not the tax man.
Would it be zombies?
Is that your final answer?
It's either that or the neighbor. No.
Okay. We're gonna give you a half point. Because your wife is really wordy, and if she would have just said one word, you would have had the right answer. But she chooses to say, I am most afraid of zombies and laundromats. Maybe I'm most afraid of zombies in laundromats.
What the heck? Who says that big long of an answer?
That's terrifying. That is really fucking scary.
You know, why do you gotta have a college education and try to be all, like, sophisticated with answers?
Yeah, you gotta dumb this shit down for us, Tony.
One word answer.
All righty, folks. We are now ready for the last round. The last round is worth 1,000 points per question. 1,000 points. Ladies and gentlemen, get your brains on. Here we go. BJ, to go 5 for 5 tonight and be the outright winner, what is Coley's favorite color?
Fuck me. Red.
Is that a color?
Fuck me is not on here.
Vagina pink.
Okay. I'm going to give you a half. Listen, I'm going to give you a half a point because your wife got wordy too. She was indecisive. She said black, but we'll accept red.
Because black is not a color.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay. Anyway, So technically, you got all the answers right, BJ. So you ended up with 4.5 points.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
And unless somebody screws it up, BJ, you got this locked in. But I don't know. Tawny K.
Hi, Blake.
Host of Trailer Park Romance on Silent Storm Radio every Tuesday night. I don't know what time.
Every single one.
What time is it?
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
That's what time it is. Okay. What time is your show?
It's 5 o'clock Pacific.
Which is what? Central time 9? No.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
It would be 7 your time, 8 Eastern.
All right. Thank you very much. Coley, you get an extra 0.5 point.
Thank you.
We're helping out Blake, the time zone challenged.
Okay, Tawny K, last question. How many tattoos does Derek have?
Hold on, let me think.
She's going to count.
I think he has a little bit more than 12, but a little bit less than 5,000. So I'm going to guess that he has about 273.5.
Again, having a long, long answer did not help you. The answer was not enough. So, Coley, Tawny, you ended up with 2 points.
I have 2 points?
That's what you have received.
I won! No. I won! I won, baby!
Tawny.
Yes?
If you were about to blow Derek because you won, go ahead. But anything else, you didn't win yet.
Oh.
So.
No, put it away, baby. Zip it back up.
I'm assuming during the video that is, I see a knuckle. I don't know what's going on there. Oh my Lord.
That's the poop knuckle.
The poop knuckle.
The poop knuckle.
All righty, Derek.
And a ceiling fan.
and a ship wheel.
A Dutch rudder. That's what they're called, Dutch rudders.
Your friends are into some kinky shit. They're more than welcome to come on the show anytime. Hey, that's a nice nostril. All right, Derek, are you ready?
Yes.
If you get this right, I will give you 1,000,000 points.
No pressure.
No pressure. 1,000,000 points, and you'll beat BJ.
He just wants somebody to beat me.
Hey, hey, kid, whoever was moving that chair, knock it off. God damn it, this is a live show. Be a professional. Hey, blonde kid walking around, knock it off. You have to stay completely silent when we're doing a show. This goes to millions of people, kid.
Millions minus
900.
A million.
Okay, Derek.
Yes.
This is to become the greatest champion that we'll ever have, because we probably won't ever do this segment again because it's already lasted an hour. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Does Tawny prefer top or bottom?
Top or bottom? Well, I don't think either, really. This is kind of an easy one because we talk about it all the time.
Okay.
It's the double hunchback growler.
Oh, my God!
It's like our secret made up. Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I just want to let it know. I was not trying to throw this, BJ. I did not ever think he would get that right. That is amazing.
We talk about it all the time. It's our inside joke.
Wow.
That was the one I knew he would get.
All right, BJ, don't worry. I'm going to help you out here in a minute. Okay, Coley, final question of the evening. Okay, and to add a little bit of spice to this show, if you get this right, you can have 1,000,000 and 1 point, and you can do whatever you want with them if you get it right.
Okay.
Now, are you doing the math on this?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what I can use my points towards.
Okay, well, BJ, you might want to tell her.
Bubble gum.
No. Okay, here we go. If BJ could live anywhere in the world besides next door to Blake, where would he want to live?
Anywhere in the world I'm going to say Ireland.
BJ, if she would have got it right, she could have given you the million points, kept the 1 point, and you would have won.
We talk about this every damn day, Blake. And she got it wrong. Every day.
Coley?
She hates me.
All righty, folks. Well, I'll tell you what.
What is the answer?
The answer is, mountains in a cabin.
All right. I gotcha.
All right. So I would first like to thank everyone for playing. Second of all, I would like to thank everyone for making this exactly what I thought it would be, which is a train wreck.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just joking.
This was radio gold.
Now, Coley, if you would have gotten that correct and you would have gotten 1 million and 1 points that you could have done whatever you wanted with, you would have wanted to give those million points to BJ so he could have finally won a game on the show.
You are correct. I would have.
So I will.
But once again, I was robbed. Last game I'm playing on this show. Up yours, Trebek.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. BJ, Coley, you guys still did a good job. As a couple, you got 7 points. And as a couple, Derek and Tawny only got 2.5 points. So how they won, I don't understand.
You gave Derek 1 million points? Sorry, Hobo. 1 million points?
Okay, I tell you what. This is the last thing I can do to help the situation. Then we have to go to some music because that's what people are wanting to hear. BJ, I will give you 1,000,002 points if Tawny will flash us on the Google Plus Hangout.
She won't do that.
Right now, she's thinking. I don't know. That's a grab. You have to show us your boobs. it went black. All right. 3, 2. We don't see anything except a black screen. Google Plus, folks. Hang out there. And no? Yes or no?
Oh, she's giving the look of disgust.
Those are your so-called friends, BJ. They don't want you to win, not even for boobs.
I still love you, Tawny.
Derek, Tawny, thank you guys very much. She's wanting to put her tongue somewhere. Derek?
I like the mustache, by the way, Hobo.
Thanks. It's looking
good.
You
look cute.
Terrible. I think you look like you have a van with no windows.
It's Tawny's new favorite thing.
The flavor saver. All right, Derek, Tawny, thank you guys very much for taking the time. Thank your friends for letting you do this while you guys should be hanging out getting drunk.
You thank them.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Ceiling.
Guys.
Bye, Tawny. Bye, Hobo.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Ceiling Fan.
Thank you, Dutch Rudder.
How about some music, Blake?
All righty. Go for it.
I think we should listen to something of your favorite artist, and I do believe that would be Louisiana Strikes by Hang 3.
Yes, it is. And, folks, that first segment that lasted 400 hours was brought to you by FarmersOnly.com. Meet thousands of down-home folks at FarmersOnly.com. Find folks with the same interest as you. Cow manure, chicken shit bingo, and plowing fields, just to name a few.
I'm gonna plow your field, baby.
Whether you're looking for the big beefy plowboy or a morbidly obese down-home country cook, FarmersOnly.com is where you will find that special true love. We'll be right back, folks.
I got those Louisiana stripes, and they're always chaining me down. I'm in debt for 99 years for shooting my wife to the ground. Well, she had to love my friend, and that's not right with me.
So I grabbed my gun, shot them both in the head, and then I threw their ass in the creek. Now I'm doing my time in this Louisiana pen, thinking about maybe being free on the day that I'm a dead man. Well, it took some time getting used to being locked in this prison cell, but I always hung those tunes of George Jones to help me through my days of hell. I've done me 25 years, and that's alright with me, 'cause I got me a lot of damn good friends in this Louisiana penitentiary. Now I'm doing my time in this Louisiana pen, thinking about maybe being free on the day I'll be walking to feel that fire of the Louisiana penitentiary.
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at ibwip.com, AmishBJ at ibwip.com, and ColdBeer at ibwip.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! Ah! More booby pics! More booby pics!
Hey folks, let's take a minute to talk about our friends over at Piss Poor Washboards. Baby Genius from the goddamn gallows and his brother Quentin have started a company called Piss Poor Washboards. Piss Poor Washboards is your one-stop shop for custom art washboards. Whether it's done with wood burning or painting, these are the people that you want to get a hold of. Remember, friends don't let friends buy washing machines, and IBWIP doesn't make friends with shitty companies. If you're interested in getting your hands on a custom washboard, either to play or as a piece of art, email pisspoorwashboards at quintonbaker.88@gmail.com. Also, like them on Facebook and tell them that IBWIP sent you.
Emma Rumble, Emma Rumble, your black hair's hanging low. Your naked arms are glistening and frozen from the snow. Emma Rumble, Emma, tell me, for if you don't let me know, my heart's already taken, so tomorrow I will go. Emma, gladly I'll stay with thee, only if just for tonight I will read the lines between you. your palms, just move into the light and let it bathe you. Let me know you, you who have been so confined by the beauty that you suffers while your hair is growing white. Your hair is growing. In such distress, late in the evening, you were sleeping, you were dreaming, I should guess. Do not touch me, do not hold me. You cried it was useless, and implied to me through wild eyes those things you can't confess. Emma, sadly, I must leave thee as my true love waits alone. On the porch step in the moonlight, she looks out and through the cold. If I kiss you, I must kill you, you told me in gentle tone. Emma Rumble, do not wait for me, I'll see you down the road. I'll see you down the road. Body lay beaten there and covered in your clothes. Emma Rumble, I cry as my shotgun loads. The night is high and heavy now, and I'm walking down the road. I'm walking down.
Here's my thing, is if you saw a chicken in Texas, would you punch a goat or would you stab a fish? I don't know, you fucking midget. Your mom's a whore, and she trains alligators.
What?
Oh. I was just writing a poem.
Oh, okay. It's called, well, folks, you just heard Graham Lindsay with Emma Rumble.
It's a good
tune. It's a good song.
Well, folks, I know if you're anything like me, you're sweating bullets right now. That was the funnest game ever on IBWIP.
That was lightning quick. And
hey, my game shows are like my loving. They take a long time, and they're not very interesting. And I just want to apologize, BJ. Seriously, I did not think that he would get reverse double hunchback Grover position. I don't know.
Was the position explained?
Shit. That's for another episode. It was dragging on. I didn't want to drag it on anymore. No.
It's okay. I fully expected going into this game not to win, even if I got every question right.
Well, and during the music break, our good friends Apple and Stagger, Apple got a little cocky and says that she can beat me and Molly in this game.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Guess what? It's on.
Nope.
No. A challenge has been accepted.
Yes. We don't take challenges lightly around here. We'll hit desks. We'll do all kinds of stuff. We'll talk on the side of the mic. We don't care.
Yeah, I'm taking down the Amish Mafia.
Yep.
And Blake is challenging Peach and Stagger to a duel.
What you gonna do when Miles and Blake come wild on you? Yeah!
I'm sure... I was gonna make a comment about a baby arm holding an apple, but I decided to...
That's our little Hulkster.
That is. Hulkamaniacs.
What you gonna do?
Brother,
I'm trying on you.
What you gonna do when I'm fucking your wife and you're videotaping it?
Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, Bubba Love Sponge is a dick.
I think I'm going to start a tribute band to Mean Gene Okerlund called, well, you know Mean Gene.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it could be totally fucking awesome. It's like a hardcore band, like, well, you know Mean Gene. It would be awesome.
I like it. And then you could have, like, old retired wrestlers come in and, like, sample. And then, like... You know, the Junkyard Dog, you could do a song and then have him go, row, 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 row,
row, row. Oh, he's dead.
Oh, my bad.
We could have Macho Man. Oh, he's dead.
Oh,
we could have Chris Benoit. Oh, shit.
Oh, you know who we could get Owen Hart. Oh.
No, too soon.
Oh, you know who would be really good to get? Miss Elizabeth. Oh, she's dead, too.
All
right.
What about the Ultimate Warriors? All five of them. Oh.
They're oh. No, it's oh. 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 Oh.
Jeez.
Is King Kong Bundy still alive?
No, he's dead.
How about
Bam? Where's the Animal Steel?
Oh. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh.
What about the Bushwhackers?
I don't know.
One time I watched them eat an ice cream bar, and I was never able to eat ice cream after that. They were, like, licking one another's heads and then, like, licking the ice cream together. It made me gag the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah. All right, Coley, your favorite part of the show.
Yay.
Are you feeling bad, or are you just pissed because, I don't know?
I'm pissed because somebody said they sent it to me, but they didn't.
Wow.
Okay.
Now you see what I've been dealing with all winter.
Jeez, I can see why you guys I can see why you're in a pissy mood, BJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? What?
All right, come on. Let's do fan feedback.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Way to bring it back around.
Anyway, we got a tweet from our friend Ira. And it says, well, fuck me in the ass with a cactus for not listening to IBWIP episode 80. Pound sign. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Actually, for those of you that are Twitter related, that is a hashtag.
Speaking of hash, one time I... Oh, never mind. One time I smoked hash with King Kong... Oh. But anyway,
one time the gay wrestler Rhino sucked my
I just wanted to let you know that I got in big trouble because of that tweet.
What? Oh yeah, I posted
from Nicole's grandma. She gave me hell.
I know, she was like, I felt bad, like when she posted that, like I seriously felt bad. I'm like, I can never tag BJ in anything again.
No, it's cool. My grandma's cool.
Yeah, she types in all caps all the time. Yeah, it's cool.
I was like, she's yelling at him.
She doesn't understand that the all caps are yelling.
She just can't hear.
She just finds it easier to not bother touching it and using the shift button. I don't think she understands the shift button.
There's
so,
you got a shift button?
A shift button.
Oh.
S-H-I-F-T.
Oh, last night. What? Okay. All right. So you guys, I got something I want to talk about.
Okay.
And there's really no way to segue into it except the fact that I'm fucking fat. That's the only way to segue into this. All right. So my beautiful, lovely fiance, her name is Malls. I don't know if you guys know her or not. She said, hey, I want to join a gym. Now, what she said was, I want to join a gym. And I thought to myself, that's great. You know, some people choose to be physically fit. I myself don't. All right. And she said, do you want to join the gym with me? And I said, well, how much does it cost? And then she told me. And I said, no.
Wrong answer, my friend. Wrong
yes,
answer.
Because I was corrected. I was supposed to say yes. All right. So basically what Miles did was right before we did our show, I think it was last Monday, the last Monday we did a live show, she decided to put 3,000 pieces of paper in front of me to sign to join a gym. I had to.
That's my girl.
Right. I had to fill out. And she goes, fill this out. So she gave me one piece of paper and I filled it out. And I go, here you go. She goes, and now this one. And then she goes, and these two over here. And the one was like a health history. I'm like, if I had good health, I wouldn't be coming to your gym.
They just want to make sure you don't have like leaky nutsack syndrome and leak all over their machinery and stuff.
Well, I filled out their fucking 35 pages of data, and now I am a member of a gym.
Now, do they allow smoking there, Blake?
That was one of the questions that I had that I didn't that Molly did not correctly give me an answer. She said, I don't know. But in actuality, they don't. They do not have one of those.
Do they have a Twinkie machine?
No, they don't.
Slurpees?
No, they don't.
They have a lady frying up bacon, handing it out like towels.
No, they don't. All they have...
Then what the fuck's the use in going to this place?
Well, I'll tell you one other thing they don't have is good-looking chicks to stare at when you're doing these elliptical machines. Every one of the women in there had to have been 80 years old. So... This is basically going to be the most torturous experience of my life. But I love...
Well, that's why she joined that gym.
Do what?
Are you going to Curves?
Because that was the...
No, I'm going to the parking district. So...
Men are not allowed in Curves.
Hey, I can get in anywhere.
Yeah, then let Blake in.
Fuck yeah. I'd be like, holla, city of Squala. I want to do some reps. So
I work on my pecs.
Right, I want to work on my pecs. So supposedly I have a big, huge belly that needs to be taken care of because when we were going to our orientation, this is what orientation is. You go there, this big, muscular, like he's ripping out of his shirt, college kid named Brad.
Of course his name's Brad.
Of course.
I pick it up, I put it down. I pick it up and I put it down.
And he... You know, he's so big that he can't lift his arms up to comb his hair. You know, because it's... So, we go there. First of all, I had nothing to wear.
It's Bradley, actually. Oh, Brady. That's even worse.
Oh, his name sorry. Was... Oh, I'm sorry. It was Brady. I'm sorry. All I heard was bruh. And I was like, okay, bruh.
What's so, up, bruh?
What's up, bro? I'm going to teach you how to do some pumping up iron. I'm going to make you get you fit. All I do is work out, and I work at the movie place. He works at the movie place.
I got a tiny penis.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about? Okay,
yeah, I do.
Mute Jacob is doing hand motions to say that he knows who I'm talking about. Yeah, he can't. He probably couldn't touch his penis if he tried. Okay, so we go there for orientation. Orientation, what they do is Bradley or Brady or whatever his fucking name is. He's obviously...
Bruh.
He's never had sex. I'll tell you that much. That guy has never had sex. About 10 minutes into it, I can figure that out. So he takes us to all the machines, and we have to, you know, he shows us how to use them, and he has these little cards so we can... I think I'm going to keep track when I go of my improvements. Yeah, that's going to happen. So we're going, and on about the third machine, he's like, so... Like, what are you trying to, you know, what are you trying to get out of this? And Molly looks at him and goes, he's trying to get rid of his belly. And he goes, and I said, hey, she goes, he needs to have a six pack. And I was like, she goes, he used to, but then he had kids.
Nice.
So, bruh.
I have had a six-pack.
Oh, yeah. I used to have one of those muscles, right, that go from, like, your hip down to your fucking balls that stick out on the sides that kind of V down. What are those called? I used to have those, man. I fucking look like a fucking underwear supermodel. I did. I looked... Guys, I did. I know it's hard to believe, but I looked like a supermodel at one time.
I had a six-pack on Sunday. You know what would be easier, Blake? Just grow a beard. Women accept fat men with beards.
Well, that's why she made me join a gym. She's like, well, after 2 years, you couldn't grow a fucking beard, so you got to get rid of that fat-ass belly. She's like, we were fucking the other day, and I almost fell off because it was like a fucking buoy. I just almost fell off. I'm like, hey, Just hold on more.
That's all right, so I have a very important question to ask. Have you worked out yet?
At orientation?
No. Have you gone and actually worked out yet? And the follow-up question is, how long was your hacking session?
I have not. I have not went to work out yet.
Do they have breathing machines at each machine?
Well, when we were getting ready to leave Saturday to go, she's like, "You ready to go?" I'm like, "Yeah, just a minute." And I went in, I got a Little Debbie snack cake, and I ate it. And I grabbed a Mountain Dew, and I lit up a cigarette as we were walking out of the door. I'm like, "I'm fucking gonna do this." So
it's on.
So tomorrow when I go to the gym, I'm gonna see Bruh, and I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna be fat and ugly like me as soon as you have a couple kids and two ex-wives and $800 a month child support. You look exactly like me, a fucking beat down." Fucking mess is what you're going to look like, buddy. So this fucking muscular stud body you've got now, which you're not getting laid with, so it's not doing you any good because you work at the fucking gym and you work at the fucking movie theater. You don't work there anymore. It's okay.
So, nobody listens to this show, Jacob.
Yeah, don't worry about it. There's only 10 people in the chat and 7 of them are us. All right, so that's just my little story. I wanted to get that out there. It's kind of important.
I would like to counter the bra workout with the beach workout.
And what does that entail?
Well, for you, I would substitute the PBRs with Mountain Dews.
Got it. Check.
And we would eat barbecue every day.
Okay.
And do absolutely nothing but sit in a recliner and watch movies.
I'm liking it.
And maybe make Radio Gold every now and again.
Sounds great. Only thing better is if I got to be on bottom every time when I had sex.
I am.
Fuck.
Not every time.
Just when you
every time. Every now and then, I'd like you to do a little something, but...
And then there's those nights where I keep going and you go, "Are you fucking done yet?"
That was once.
That would never happen with Molly. She would never say, "Are you done yet?"
I was worn out. You had me down. You had me. I was ready to crash.
God. I'm still proud of that moment.
Oh, wait, hold
See,
on.
It was something hey, to be
I'm
proud
so-
of.
I'm sorry, Beach. There you go.
I never get cheering on this show. Thank God.
I just gave you cheering.
I know.
It was better than this.
That's what I was getting that night, even though I was proud of myself.
You were working it.
I was.
I was proud of you, too, but I was ready to go to sleep.
That's how long it takes me to have sex. All righty, folks. Let's move along. Let's quicken the pace of this show a little bit. And goes through some laundry here. IBWIP, the schedule, on February 1st, we released episode 83 featuring our good friends, the Give 'Em Hell Boys. You hear them every episode with our, what is it called?
Intro.
Thank you. Jacob, you beat BJ to it.
We didn't hear him, so it doesn't count.
BJ, you need to tell him he needs to know his role and shut his hole. That's why you're named the
Step off, bro.
Bruh.
Bro.
All right. And we will be releasing this epic episode on the 8th of February. What was that? February? Woo! I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't talk about ghosts. I don't like it. All of a sudden, Molly starts blowing up the chat room. Fuck you, asshole. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I sit up here every Monday night and all you do is fucking make jokes and half the shit's not true, you loser. You're waking my kid up. Shut the fuck up. I don't like it. As soon as you buy that pop-up,
I'm going to get so beat.
As soon as you buy that pop-up, I'm leaving your ass and making you live in it. You fucking loser. You fat fucker. Go to the gym, brah.
I hear a little Hall & Oates coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, Blake goes upstairs and man eaters on, and she's standing there with her fists all wrapped up like a cage fighter.
With fucking rolls of quarters.
The Rocky theme going on in the background.
On February 15th, we will be releasing the podcast/vidcast featuring Filthy Still in the studio. That's episode 85. Look for that. And on the 18th, we will be right here on SilentStormRadio.com with a live recording of episode 86. That's Where Molly Kills Me.
Did Filthy Still stain your carpet?
No, they were actually really well behaved and polite. It was nice.
They were at our house too.
Yeah, they're good guys. But it's a cool episode, and they play Dinosaur Shit, which I love that song.
Me too.
So check that out, and we're almost to the 4,000th tweet. Remember, I said if you guys follow us on Twitter, that's at IBWIPCOM. The 4,000th tweet, which we will do, we're 16 tweets away, so follow us. Tweet our Twitter, you twickin' twatters. Like us on Facebook, search for IBWIP. We need to have more likes than another show. And we do have a donation button at IBWIP.com. If you were entertained, or if you'd like us to stop doing this show, please drop us a couple bucks. and we always goes back into the show. And finally, for the cleanup, we do have IBWIP patches available for sale. There are three different kinds, or you can buy the set. I think I said the set was $6. I think. I don't know. But just email me if you want some. There's a picture of them on the Facebook. Fuck it. All right.
Doing it live.
Doing it live. Fuck it. No luck. You want to talk about the Super Bowl or not?
Well, I just wanted to throw in there real quick about Silent Storm Radio. We have a very special show coming up on Saturday.
Oh.
Here live in my living room will be Chelsea McBee and the Random Assortment.
Awesome.
They're going to be doing like a whole show in my living room. That will come on at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So if you're home bored, tune in.
And
we have t-shirts.
Your t-shirts. How do folks order one of the new t-shirts?
You can PayPal at silentstormdesign@live.com. You can just go to PayPal and then type in silentstormdesign@live.com. And they're $20 plus $250 shipping and handling.
Awesome. Definitely get them. I think you have pictures of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm kind of distracted right now because somebody's going to punch me in the face. Hi, honey. How are you? Ah, that's my penis. Quit fucking touching it. It's already small.
Oh, she's beating the hell out of him. She's beating the hell out of him. Oh, I almost saw a boob.
Step off. Hey, Jacob. This is where you come in, Jacob. This is part of your... Ah, fuck. I'm doing a show, goddammit.
Yeah, you're being mean.
I'm trying to earn you some money.
I don't like it.
Jacob, learn from me. All right.
I don't like it.
Women will fuck your shit up. I'm telling you. I had a great show here, probably A+ show. She just fucked it up.
Made it better.
I'm gonna go in there in the bedroom after you leave. And I'm gonna say, all right, your punishment. You want the good side or the bad side? And every time she says, I'll take the bad side, and I have to punch her in the face. All right, Silent Storm Radio, it's been around for a year now.
Yep.
And we're still doing shows, I think, every night of the week except Saturday, except because that's open for events like this Saturday with Chelsea McBee. Whew. Check out silentstormradio.com for a show lineup. Good time. What are you laughing at me, fucker? I'm hot. God damn it, I just got my ass beat by a girl. You'd be a little warm, too. I like to say it's foreplay, but that's not really kind of how it works out at the end. Alrighty. Folks, I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. For those of you that are left on the chat, thank you very much. BJ, Coley, as always, thank you very much for doing the show with me.
Thank you guys. It's been a blast. Thanks, yep. Blake.
J Jacob, thanks for doing not a damn thing except talking over BJ and getting him where he's going to lay the smack down on your asses. And thanks
to... It's okay, Jacob. You're not the one that pushed me. Blake was, and that I never win a game.
And I want to thank Tawny K and Hobo from Trailer Park Romance for participating. And I'd like to thank Miles for coming down here and giving me an affectionate hug.
With her fist.
With her fist. All right, Coley. Give it.
I like it.
I like it. I don't like it. I'm scared. You got a ghost? You got a ghost monitor on your application on your phone? Don't turn it on in my house. I don't like it. I'm not going to that insane asylum. I'm not walking around there. What about there in the daytime? No, I don't like it. Go to the gym, you fat fucker. Bro.
I don't like it.
Oh, poor mom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh, but it's funny.
I go, hey, Hank 3's playing in Chicago. You want to go? She said, I don't like it. He's gay. He's an asshole. I don't like it. I wish Trooper had three legs. That's mean. It's not the dog's fault. Hey, I listened to Brokeback Podcast. I don't like it. You gay bashing motherfucker. And quit talking about the blacks. Hey, honey, did you have a good time at the Super Bowl? I didn't like it. Because you didn't shut up. Don't make me come down there. I don't like it.
Oh, shit.
Here she comes. Blake. Hey, I know.
In the chat room, I looked at it and says, okay, I'm coming. I'm like, all right. This is, I finally found her G-spot.
I don't like it.
I stick my penis. Right. Before
Blake winds up dead in a gutter somewhere, I will give you my double D's for the week.
Hold on. I stick my penis in her butt. She says, oh, look. Ow.
Oh, shit. What's she got?
She's got a broom.
She's got a broom. Oh, my God.
She beat the shit out of him with a broom.
I don't like it. Stop.
Are you done? Oh, she's pointing it right at him.
No, are you done? Don't make me. I'll hit you.
Talk in the microphone, goddammit.
We love you, Mom.
She says they say they love you. And they don't like it either. Go upstairs and do some homework. Get up there. Know your role. Okay, Coley, what were you saying, Coley?
I was going to give you all the double D's for this fine episode. And that will be Find Me a Girl by Those Poor Bastards and Don't You Lie to Me, Baby by Scott H. Byron.
Alrighty, I can never get these right. The last segment of It Burns With IP was sponsored by BlackPeopleMeet.com. Ladies, find that special brother of another color at BlackPeopleMeet.com. And fellas, we didn't forget about you. Find that big booty mama you've been dreaming about all your life. Become a member of BlackPeopleMeet.com.
That's racist!
I'm gonna find
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.